car, the kitchen is the visitor center. Wow. And then the child has come to the committee.
Now, colleagues, this is the duty of the leadership to face the masters. You shouldn't have masters who can't face the leadership. If they feel that there's something to eat from us, they must allow the space to do so.
They don't want to allow leadership to work with what they have now.
No, the leadership must not do that. I want the masters to rise against the leadership. Would allow them to enjoy. Yeah, colleagues, morning, colleagues. We should resume our work, and I think we have some breaks. And a great deal of work has been done already. From chapter 1 to chapter 5, if I'm not mistaken, a lot of work. Digital work has been done. Bear in mind that Parliament is a massive party group. And therefore, there was not a present time. Trying to balance the democratic participation and order at the same time. That is to emphasize more on order and undermine democracy. But we must also emphasize more on democracy and undermine order. That we must fight a very good path because we want a working Parliament that allows members of parliament to exercise their rights to debate any matters in the House. But again, the rules that we must do to deal with the issue of disorder in the House. Then striking this balance, is, I think, Honorable Gold will argue that is a dialectic process. And that there must always be a dialectic process, striking a balance between the two. And Honorable Knight suggested you're debating there, the masses are handled this way, but you're debating that way. But we should work, because one thing that I want to bring to our attention, colleagues, is that we are here for many months to come, because we have to deal with the joint rules, we have to deal with the rules that deal with oversight function, or mechanisms, we have to deal with the rules that deal with the VRR issues. It seems we are here for really, really long time. The best thing to do is to plan our work very well and stick to our focus. It means that members of this team now, because the joint rules also is a very, very hard one. It's not an easy going thing, we're not dealing with them. And there are issues that are referred to us that we must deal with them speedily. It is very clear, I thought that after this we are born, but it seems we are here for a long time. And members must prepare themselves for this long walk. That's why we are going to present our program for the success by the meeting. After we have done that, then we'll be able then to know exactly what has been to do. Lots of work has still need to be done, but we are about to finish this. We decided that when it was a committee that would invite the person of committee who want to make some contribution. Because this should have participatory process of course, you know, the whole stuff. Because the rules of parliament won't be respected by any member if a member didn't get a full debate, understanding the effort to the minimum of the thing. That's why then we have accepted the chairperson of COVID to come and take us through some of the issues. And in order for us when we tighten the committee section, at least we cover some of the issues that is going to be raised in the past. We know that we have helped with the committee section in chapter 12 in details, and then this one is going to assist us to enrich that process. And then it's going to be how we're going to abortion. And then we are going to present us for the program, for the subcommittee. Welcome it and see what we do, what is expected from us. Surely once the joint task team has met, or those subcommittees have met, then we design a program for the joint rules and allow them to be aware of that. It's just a long, long, long run. It's not something that we are going to do tomorrow and the next day, possibly even next year, this committee is still working. And then I think it's very exhausting, right? So it is a very exciting one, but a very exhausting one. I like this one, because it's very active. connection from this city and as well as wide as town. And see a police living in twice, one, or two. But I busted already. That doesn't happen also. Now that's a problem that we must learn from. How are we going to do this one? They're going to want to be a little bit tougher because you must keep their problem. Because if you stick to their problem, you're going to have problems. I think there's a lot of life in there. One of them, actually, also is thinking about presenting something on the powers and privileges. And there's a lot of, when I saw it, I thought there's a lot of that I came there. And it seems general from the one of them, Natasha. You know, the scene, you know, the body, the story, this upset. We are here for a long time. There will be no shortcuts. We just have to give ourselves enough time to do the work and do it fast. That all of us when we go to the chamber, no member stand up there and call the album because you have not ever the rules of the That's why I wanted this to be the most emphatic process. Hopefully, every time we deal with legislative processes, all the many members should come. Those are the legislative processes in Parliament, they must come and give their views and enrich their processes. Otherwise, it becomes very isolated from the real experience over the last 20 years for this weekend. We will allow honorable bodies to assist us on the issues that we want to raise. From there, then we have to deal with our issues general around the legislative processes. A lot of us analyze it. It's a very, very long, long one. And then we see that we don't want to do same colleagues for a long time and fight it. That's why those who are going to take the end at this party, those are going to Mualama, literally difficult for them. Only those who go to power change general who are more privileged to have many flights to power change. They must prepare to work until 8 p.m. Because they are fear for how they deal for them. Those who are stationed here, they must also be giving themselves more time on that. They appeal and tend to say, once we've adopted our program, we must stick to the program, stick to the time, prepare everything for them. If we have to meet 2 times a week or 3 times a week, we must do so. Just that we don't build the momentum and then again we go and I have to build another momentum. It causes a lot of pressure that we come alive to. And then in my view, the correct pressure, because we started with this process in 2012. But in NSO course was 2014. But the person who reads the paper of information can think that, you know, the rules of national assembly took 3 years. And then it is the correct course. We must analyze it now. And then there was still a lot of work even if we were analyzing the checking to patches committing and bringing it back to us. And then it seems it's going to be a long process. But our intention is that by September this year, this end of this term, the second session, the National Assembly should have decided what they want to do with the rules. And then it's a little bit tighter, a little bit tighter than them. Later on, we have to do what we are doing here, the same time dealing with the joint rules. And then it's only a little bit tighter than my appeal. The patch is also not allowed police to meet, even the other issues. Because we are not a private team. We are meeting to deal with matters that are very important for Parliament. I think Parliament will make time for police and the patch will make time for this meeting. Otherwise, we won't finish it. We may be unlucky that we have a work that we have done and until the 6th Parliament. I think what we call it, to send them, making this up to police. And then we are going to deal with our problems, see what we can do. Honorable Boti, he wanted to make some input on this matter. Maybe we should invite you and then tell us two on this matter.
Yes, sir.
Chair, good morning. Good morning. I don't know what stage you want to consider the program, and later I'll come to
you. Yeah, I'll come to you.
Thank you for the chair. Let me just appreciate the the opportunity that the health and afforded to me to kind of make some inputs to we apologize that we've only headed over to you this morning, our presentation, and yet the people sort of did indicate that it has been much, much helpful. I have heard the country's response over the Commissioner, we intend not to take much of your time. We are aware, and you have already explained, you know, the issue of the work at hand. Our two-pager, and in that two-pager, it is only the highlighted part which are new. Because the challenge that I was having in my mind up to yesterday afternoon was whether to come make a suggestion and make some general statements about what needs to happen, or bring specific concrete suggestions that they could. I think that was relevant for the politician. The first thing that we want the subcommittee to consider is a very simple thing of the name of the committee. And this was the rules. Commission on Public Accounts proper. But in terms of practice and our daily discourse, it is proper. And I'm sure in the third when you spoke to the spoke. How the disaster came about, I'm not sure. And I think if we were to start referring to the commission's proper, I'm sure that in the public domain there will be a lot of confusion. I'm not going to talk on branding and stuff like that. I'm not that well versed. I think there are times when most people tend to ask with the word copper, sometimes it's copper. So we love that that's confusion there. We try to look at the definitions, unless it's an old one. There is no definition that talks to any. So it's whether there's a legal consideration to the term or not. But also if you look at the rule 1.1 on assembly committees. Talks about the establishment of the committees, but if you go to two, these other committees may be established, but only by the decision of the assembly or the rules committee. So the public accounts committee, I don't know whether it's a portfolio committee or it's not. So if it's outside the main established, but if you go to 199, it's establish a range of portfolio committees, see, determine a name for each, and this is connected to that. So if there are no legal requirements, I'm looking at the Trading Committee on Finance, it is established in terms of legislation, there are training, derived from legislation and all that. So if it will not say, the price of death will be hit to help that in terms of the public discourse that we have in others. So you'll note that throughout the document where the committee was protected in full, so as energy and independent steps on that issue. Now, the substantive changes rule 206. In that sentence, you know that we have added all other public bodies. But if you go through A, you one of the four, you find that I think in 2 centuries, the government was made to regulate over for states and constitutional institutions all out of public policy. So just a different end of other public policy in one, then becomes this. But there are two additions of conflict of data.
There are two
additions that we've made. In the new Roman figure 4, where we're saying that the same committee on public accounts must consider any report reviewing expenditure of public funds by any executive organization or administration or any other. I think the difference there is up to then, reference is made to the report of the Auditor General. And what we're saying is that you can get a report submitted to Parliament, either an interministerial review or some public report done by a department. It would not have been done by the Auditor General, but today it is about public expenditure. And what we're saying is that any such report, for as long as it deals with the expenditure of public funds, whether it is done by the Auditor General or by them, the committee should be the one. Then let's jump 5 to 6. The same committee of public accounts must hold accountable organs of state and concerned institutions and other public bodies that receive transfer payments from national departments through the Division of Revenue Act for the expenditure of those transfers. Now, here we've been settled, and I've been unfortunate to have been on this chair for almost 10 years now. Now, what is comfortable is that another department will transfer money to either municipalities or provincial, almost without exception. The problem is how this department then accounts. Because in terms of power, there has to be some memorandum of understanding on how the money is dispersed, how it's accounted for. But you find that when the accounting happens from the province or the municipality, there are problems of accountability. And the other department will come to us and say, but look, these people don't report on time, they don't report in the way we have agreed upon, and we're also exasperated. We don't know what to do. So what we're suggesting here is that because the money is transferred from the budget approved by the National Assembly of the National Department to that provincial department, when we review the finances of that department, the portion that has been transferred to a provincial entity, we should be able to quiz that provincial department on that amount, not on the totality of their finances, because then that's the responsibility of the provincial administration, but on that amount. Take, for example, the comprehensive agricultural support program. It deserves about $2 million every year. But a few weeks ago, when we were with the department, they could not even tell where the project that they are funding are in the province. And we feel that Parliament will not be doing its work effectively if it says we have given the money to the provinces, it's up to them. And I remember when the former DG of Hell, who was our ambassador in Malaysia, said we used to have lost fights with him on those. He said, look, I've given the money to the province, it's not my responsibility, any responsibility. I've done my job, anything. So I think that law is meant to say, no, we must follow the money.
Yeah.
We must follow the money. On Wednesday, I was asking the Auditor General, can you quantify how much money are we giving out on DOR? We find that it goes into deals with them. So the effectiveness of it. So I think that is what. And then the last line there of main text is just to strengthen that element that we're not saying one provincial department should come and account to us, but for those money that it comes from. Now, before we go to the second page, if you look at 206, one thing. Just one kind of thing. A must consider. So we remove the consider and the energy at the beginning of his sentence from Roman figure 1 up to Roman figure 5. Because Roman figure 6, if A started with must consider, then it would not be proper English. So that's why we remove consider right there at the top of the sentence. You can go to page 2. In 2062, if you look at the rules they apply currently, it says the speaker must refer the financial statements and reports mentioned in paragraph A, 1, 2, and 3. Now, what we've done, we've said 1 to 4. 1 to 4 in the first page. Roman figure 1 up to 4. Those, I think that's the addition. But you also see that after a comma there's a highlighted line. Because it says the speaker must refer reports when they are submitted to Parliament, irrespective of whether they are also referred to another comma. Now, we know that the expenditure of the intelligence agencies do not come to us. Now, we merely say the practice is there, but it's not the rules. Just put it in the rules so that you are clear that yes, all reports will refer to us as this one. So it's not just practice, but it's coming that is the rules. Right. 208 through 208, I think that's where we will done some bit of deconstruction and reconstruction. the speech is still the same. The current formulation limits collaboration to portfolio committees. And we're sought to see if we cannot destroy this and add a new thing. Also arising out of the practice that we've had. So even if notice to portfolio committee, we're suggesting that there will be collaboration. Now, the alleged part is what we're aiming. In order to enhance the oversight and foster collaboration amongst the committees of the Assembly and beyond, SOFA must, 1, engage and involve other committees of the Assembly in its work through invitations during considerations of the report referred to in Rule 21A. Now, considerations, we use that term with some considerations as well. Consideration in this instance might mean 1, either when we're getting briefings from the Auditor General, 2, or when we're hearing truth. The current practice is that when we're hearing truth advice the committee, so we are retaining that. That is what the original paragraph was saying in short, and that was all it was saying. So we are saying that and then adding 2 others. 2, find ways to share information and insight with other Assembly committees with the concurrence and assistance of the House Chairperson of Committees Oversight and IDT. Now, in practice, what do we have? Our main concern is that we do work, and that work just ends with us. Now, 2 things happen. 1, it is that the partner notices that to give cover one set of information, go to portfolio committees, give them another set of information because we are working in silence. So there's to be a way in which our work flows into the work of portfolio committees. Now, practically, what would this take? My view is that, and that's my view, which of course one could not put in here. But if you can, why is it not possible that at the end of each quarter, if for example you had hearing to education and culture, public works, police, at the end of each quarter, you should be able to sit down committees. Your committees whose departments will have engagement and check the information and insights that we have. I need to see the health secretary
and what they may not, you don't need to fix the rules. I see I can make this happen. But the problem would be if he becomes a minister and machine can eat. He might have his own parents, of course, you might not have existed. But if you have it in the rules, then you know it is A. It does not depend on what an individual thinks. But the practicality is not going to be restrictive. It can be worked out. But if the subcommittee feels it, we can restrict it. So be it. But from our side, we have to put it a little open and adjust the general question. And lastly, collaborate with public accounts committee in the provincial and local government. Because in 2016, 1A6, we're talking about interacting with those who receive affairs. Surely, it means that when you engage with the provincial department for something that works well, you can't then leave out the public accounts committee in that province. They have to be in the loop. But also currently, we are involved in APEC, the Association of Public Accounts Committee. And our involvement and our relationship there is not guided anyway, it's not captured anyway to give it the legitimacy that it has. But also, we don't want our ability to relate to other public accounts committees to be channeled and constrained by APEC. APEC might be dissolved the next day or 5 years from now, whatever. So we say, no, there has to be such a. Of course, without, you know, having imperialist tendencies, but my personal view is that we are the national assembly, and we have a responsibility to provide leadership on oversight matters to committees and other spheres of government. Yes, constitutionally we're supposed to be equal or whatever, but the political reality is that we are the national assembly. So we have to take some level of initiative in terms of connection.
Thank you very much, Karen, of course. It's very helpful. If you have drafted something, then we'll comment on it. Judith, what do you want to do?
I basically wanted to just ask for clarity on this, and I really want to thank the Monitoring Board for this document. I think it is very good that it helps us clean up and correct some sort of vacant areas, the lacunas that we have in the rules. Just a question, as far as the reference in the new sub-4, 206.1A4, Roman 4. Would it be possible to make reference to public, if it is a public body, is there a problem, if we could call it an organ of state? And the reason that I'm just asking that, I just want to have clarity. We have not had so far, obviously we can still put it in our definition, public body. But the Constitution says, that we are having, we must hold, NA must provide for mechanisms A to ensure that all executive organs of state in the national sphere of government are accountable to it, and B to maintain oversight of one, the exercise of national executive authority, including the implementation of legislation, and B, any organ of state. Would that suffice, or is he married to the terminology? Public body. Second issue that I wanted to ask you, if we retain the essence of it, but we actually lift out the new Roman 6, hold accountable organs of state and constitutional institutions to other bodies that receive transfer payments from that account, if we lift that out, as a sort of encapsulating phrase, but that we then go into further detail, you know, containing one Roman 1 to 4, whatever. Because it is such an important one, that it's sort of it's a general responsibility of the committee. Just a question about that. And then lastly, I was wondering, I think his motivation is very good for the last paragraph that he's introducing. It's just sometimes we are still trying to clean up reference to when do you refer to the thematic as a speaker, when do you refer to a house chairperson, because it could change as well. You know, if you make special reference to committees outside an ICT, it is a prerogative of the speaker to allocate functions to the house chairperson. That is a kind of justice and also a defensive position. So that is clearly a matter. Just generally, I think this is very good to try and share. I would love to know from the Honourable Board if we could maybe bring in another reference. He said he will have collaboration with a committee. Would there be a report to a committee upon which the committee should consider and actually report back on matters taken up? Because there is a gap. It's like that we are operating in silence. And very often, it is such complex matters that in portfolio committees, you don't always get the gist of it. And you can maybe, as scoper, simplify matters to say, here's a serious weakness. This position of the CFO has been vacant for 3 years now or whatever. Insist on, you know, just so that we can take practical steps in portfolio committee. Somehow we must make sure that we tie up the line of accountability. Thank you, Chair.
One other student.
Thank you, Chairperson, Jerome Police, and thank you to our supporters for this presentation. I just want to start off with Honourable Julian about reports to committee. But if you look at our beats of laws, one of the things they're supposed to do when they finalize the beats of laws is consider the report of the public and also. Now, the challenge one has is the time. Because so far has by that time when the beats of laws are being considered by portfolio committee, not been able to complete its assessment on all the financial statements. Now, that's a challenge that we talk about when I was a scope. So much so that nowadays, which is a good sign, you find that portfolio committees themselves are interrogating the audit force, which is a good sign. They're not leaving it only to SCOPA to do. But SCOPA still does it, but portfolio committees are placing a focus on that. So we're going to look at, you know, in general, this training issue of the BRRR and the SCOPA reform. That's all on your point. But just on some of the other points, I think calling it SCOPA is the right thing to do. But we're going to look at the definition. That we only define committees in our rules. We don't define standing. But there are standing committees, you know, finance and etc. etc. Appropriation.
Yeah.
Or even delivery.
Yeah.
Defense, appropriation. So I think that's something we need to look at. I think the other general point is, earlier on in Rule 201 and other rules, we've removed reference to the creative formats. We're just holding them. But when you read the Constitution now, they reference the creative organs of state and organs of state as two separate things. So maybe we need to revisit what we did in 201 and see what we're going to do here. So the terminology we use is consistent throughout. If we say executive organs and organs, because it makes provision for that in the Constitution. And I agree with your point on public policy. On 6, the proposed 6, I agree that there are many challenges, and only number 6, many challenges with regard to these individual bodies, organs, whatever you call them, receive funding through government, and all the provinces that receive funding through government. But I'm just thinking there about separation of powers and the Constitution. To what extent does that speak? Notwithstanding the fact that we really need to protect this organization, which has got a crappy name, but also is not using the money properly. I think it's called CIAB, the Comprehensive Rule Agreement Council, or one of these. So they eventually say they spend, they allocated hundreds of millions, but the accountability for this spending is challenging. So how do we balance the separation of powers and this kind of thing. And my last point is the collaboration of public responsibility and provincial and local governments is necessary. You see, when we draw these rules, we're also saying that whatever we say here must have financial, it will have financial implications. To what extent, now we say, you know, can you invite those committees here, who pays for them, can do our committees go there? Because legislation must always be accompanied by financial implications. When we give a rule, pass a rule that says we must collaborate, that we have to make sure that the funding is there for them to be able to collaborate in a meaningful way, not just call them and, you know, on the phone and say, yeah, look for them. So there's some issues on this. Thank you, sir.
Honorable Mashilan and Honorable
Mashilan.
Yes.
Let it go into prison, but so that one doesn't distract
going to come in and comment and allow the members also continue. Okay.
I don't understand that he's not responsible.
Okay. We'll come to my shield and Natasha and another
place. Firstly, on the issue of public bodies, I granted when we added it on room 206, Roman figure A, Roman figure 1, we nearly said it's consistent with the other two lines where it's there. Otherwise, it is not our.
Okay.
So also, I also tried to think about public bodies. For example, SAFA, give them money for 2010,
and PASCO.
PASCO, that's subsidies, things like this. So, I think I look at it as a catch-all phrase, which you need for any other
okay.
Secondly, the issue of dollar. And I said, that's why we're trying to be specific. To say the general work of the committee is capturing the other subsection. But we're saying that it's two posts around money that national departments, which we approve here, which they then transfer either to municipalities or the province. And those monies, there is no proper accountability for them. We're trying to introduce the follow the money principle. You got the money, you use it. We want to know how we use it. So it is there, part of the general work, but this one is specific in the sense that we never come beyond the national department. We always have to go back to make sure that this is what we do. Why don't we put money? Why don't you ask without ever the reference to the House chairperson responsible for committees supervising ICT. Yeah, I don't think I'll really go to changes about this. If you say speaker, maybe it will be consistent because in the other elections actually the speaker. And then the speaker decides you for okay. So I agree with you. I think that can change. Maybe the concurrence and respect of the speaker. I think that will be more consistent. On the issue of collaboration and how we going to get feedback, I think my observation so far is that the weakness of that paragraph and stands currently on notice to portfolio committee was that there was no, firstly, there was no mechanism put in place or no enforcement, if I can use enforcement in courts. And what happened was we invited committees and people would not come. Or the chairperson would come. Of course, there were also other issues, but the Congress would come to a hearing and start to talk as if they are part of the department, trying to explain the scope of why, like, instead of exercising oversight. So we became also not so worried if people don't come because sometimes they're coming just on the chairperson. So you find that in my experience, there were one or two committees where chairpersons really understood and were really in sync in terms of forward. So if the way in which the rules could define the process more specific in terms of time. You are going to interact, share information and insights, but then this is what must happen so that you just don't meet like this and then everything, nothing happens. Because what we want is to help improve oversight by ensuring that the loop of organization. The DRRR and so forth, I agree with the but I think it is the part of that it is there in engaged over, but how do you commercialize that? I think there is that gap. There is no one who says, look, scope, come here. This is what the law says. Now, this is how we're going to commercialize. So we know this, a framework within which we should be able to engage. Yes, it is true, we're not a concern all the report, but we have a general report of the officers. That summarizes. I'm summarizing every department, all the major areas of concern of all departments with a head. So we may not be comprehensive, but I think there could be some insight. And I also believe that if indeed there is a focus, we can find a way of professionalizing. But in that way, enhancing the effectiveness of the weather. For the name, I think, question of power. That's why one of the things I explained that when we say good accountable order of state, whatever that should be transfer payment, we added they should be held accountable for the expenditure of those transfers. Just those transfers, not any other thing, not everything. And that is why if you recall when the Auditor General presented the report on the use of consultants, we called the National Department of the Public. We all here. And now we're planning to call in Spanish because their report appeared in the court report summarizing the challenges. But like I said, if you look at the Municipal Finance Management Act, section 31.4, and the Citizen Act, section 48, all sorts of reports that municipalities must compile, send to MECs, and report that MECs must compile and send to the national minister, who must then compile and report and send to Parliament. So if you send us a report that says, and a municipality is collapsing, what do we do with it? Do we say the municipality can't touch it, and yet the report is in front of us telling us that this municipality is collapsing? So I'm just saying the separation of power issues is very, very much a problem. That's the collaboration of the financial education. Our membership of APEC currently costs us about 131,000 per annum. So it will not add any cost, except that it will maybe just to manage the cost that we're currently carrying. We attend but OPEC, the further organization of public accounts committee, annually. So the outcomes that are already in get through this kind of position. I do get invitations from municipalities to come and assist them. And I've already gone, but there was no basis in the rules that sort of give it that legitimacy. So I think we're looking at that. But of course, the president from the chair, I wish that the National Assembly, just like the Minmec, has a minister. National Assembly should lead. And if it does, National Assembly will be able to provide something. They need to exercise that leadership. Otherwise, nobody is going to do it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Gordy, Honorable Mashi.
Now, thanks, gentlemen. Of course, I think there is a little bit of plans. I was also thinking when those public bodies that receive funds from parliament some sort of handout. And of course, I heard it's already indicated with SAFA. Of course, for 2010, I think it was a supplementary of the appointment. But of course, that's outside the door, these are receiving. That is the impact from the parliament. bis 15. Und dann ab einer das dann also los, los als Zusatz. Und diese Losartlosen Beschäftigung, die ist schon wirklich gesagt, the last one here is that one on the collaboration of course. Our last question here where there is no need for that appropriate legislation should support this particular because I'm not sure if that's on the basis of the rule of the international system, then we can bring the national parliament to these kind of things that whether it is necessary that some sort of legislation to support this particular rule, whether it is any need of a legislative amendment, whether it is a that must provide for this particular change so that we are able to do this in terms of the
question. Thanks, James. Thanks, everybody. I think one of the issues that has been brought up in the DSW is that Honourable Tia touched on it quite nicely. We operate in silos, and this has to, but in general in policy, we need to break down the rules that we create between the systems we carry out. And I'm sure you've heard of me about the public enterprise. But what in general comes to us, and there's a full presentation, some of this stuff is really shocking. And I would love for members of FOCA to be in my committee when the AG comes to do the report, because there's a lot of stuff there that I'm not showing to understand. But Honourable Gordy or someone else from the FOCA committee could say, wait, hold on. She killed two birds with one stone. You have the committee prepared with FOCA while the AG is doing the report. And I think if we can combine something like that, we will make such strides in our oversight role. Because I think that we sometimes fail in our oversight, not because we don't have good intentions, but because we assume it's impossible to be trained in every element of the parliamentary process. And I think for too long, SCOPA has been a committee that sits over there,
yeah.
And although it's probably the most important oversight mechanism we have, we don't utilise the skills that exist in SCOPA and the functions that SCOPA has enough. In our role of oversight. So I know that definitely from our side, we would like to discuss being a lot more involved with the committee, but that would then require the secretariat to make sure that, because if you know what happens to me sometimes, I'll be sitting in my office and someone from Scotland in the day will say, do you know that ESCOM is appearing before Scotland today? And then I'll try and run to the SCOPA committee, but it's so rude because I rush to the committee, I haven't asked permission from the chairperson. I know I have every right to be there, but it's nice to get the chairperson when you come. Because we didn't know that it was happening. So it's all about communication, breaking down these walls between us and rebuilding this high level of oversight. And we can work off each other in committees. And like I said, for two birds with one stone, and even bring down costs. Because it focuses in with us in the committee, then they've seen the AG for public enterprise, and the AG doesn't have to have another meeting with SCOPA where they go there, or the entire department comes up. You know what I'm saying? It's just, it will work so much easier.
Hello, boy.
I think here, Honourable Cody says, he doesn't want to bring up the broader issues. But I would want to residents, you know, if we don't take a solid view as parliamentarians, but the level of corruption in our country has grown tremendously, and parliament itself as an institution, if it doesn't find solutions, are going to become irrelevant in this society. Society is going to ignore us because we don't take society serious. We go out and we demand votes, and when we come here, we don't provide solutions. And the institution that is supposed to be the vehicle of society is not standing up on its own and say, this is what we should do. And my experience in SCOPA is what is going on. We were dealing with the compensation parts. The level of corruption in that institution is way beyond my just be able to understand why we don't. There is no bodies accountable there. There's no institution, no system. And they come and tell Parliament there's no system in this state. But we put in the discuss as much as we can. It's true. People, those that are running for the maintenance campaign and what, literally that campaign, the system doesn't work. So day by day, we're becoming irrelevant. Because these are ordinary people who get their money to maintenance or their compensation funds or whatever. But we can't hold them around. I mean, the people that are employed in those institutions or those public, we can't hold them accountable. It doesn't just affect the African National Congress. It virtually runs across that we are beginning to become irrelevant in society, that we are beginning to open ourselves to fighting amongst ourselves, yeah, our corruption, but the levels of those problems that confront us are going beyond ourselves. And for me, I thought that the relevance of Parliament, which is what everybody agrees, that be it the executive, be it whoever, comes and account to Parliament, and they have an expectation that Parliament would be able to hold them accountable, but we are failing in our duty. If we move from that perspective, we would then understand that why is it important for the interactions between COPA and other committees in Parliament. So that it doesn't become a elite amongst ourselves as members of Parliament, but about the ordinary people themselves. What do they think about us? So they pin their hope upon us. And the only institution in the society that could be able to help in terms of accountability is Parliament. And we seem not to be able to have a solution about how we can confront this particular problem. Because you can't use the public purse and abuse it, and nobody can handle it. You see? We should embarrass ourselves amongst ourselves that we can't hold officials that accountable for the expenditures that are way beyond ourselves. This society, whatever we're saying today, will be out. There will be no relevant party tomorrow. Those ordinary people will not find it. So what I'm just saying is that, say, we should all apply ourselves extensively out of the experience that we have. And come pointedly open, that what is it that we should do? Either to get scoper, to become more relevant, and be able to find solutions. You can't, I mean, if you go to SIU and ask them how many cases do they have of public officials that have been referred to them, they are a bigger number than what we expect. And at the end of the day, nothing happens. No cases get to be taken up against them. And year by year, the same people that were blaming us will come here again this coming and come and report to you openly that no, there's been use of the public press. And you listen to the same person that they are blaming, but you listen very attentively to him with no challenge. I mean, with us not being able as an institution to being able to do something in relation to that. So we should a little bit feel that how to turn scoffer around. So I agree, you know this of, I know I'm deliberately engaging with this, that the forum cultures of chairs and house chairs and the powers that they have is not able to fix the problems that we confront with. And we need to be able to deal with that, given the type of experiences that we have. Are we willing to run society down ourselves with no help? If there's rules that we think should be changed dramatically to us, somebody must fight. So what is the general says to us? Families are doing business amongst themselves. In Department A, Public Works. Nobody knows how to do that problem. None of our rules fix into how to resolve corruption and fight corruption in a manner that will make all of us become relevant to society. That's the broader way I'm looking at this problem. Turn scoper, is there any other way we can turn around the role that scoper is playing? And so that if it interacts with Home Affairs, there's a solution at the end of the day. When you come back next year, we are able to say that you people can't be here. You have assisted in problems 1, 2, 3, and you need to be held accountable for what you have done. And this is what you have done. I mean, we have got all the capacity to be able to do a forensic report on anything, but we don't do anything. And for me, that is the type of solution that we are going to engage, I mean, beyond your presentation, so that we need to think deeper than what it is that, how do we resolve? So the government doesn't become irrelevant to be hiding the constitution, but we don't do anything. I mean, for me, that is the biggest thing that would continuously would have to do a body, that what do we do? Which regulations are those must we be able to change to be able to assist worker to have the capacity of and punishing people for the things that they do. That's the product thing that I want to see here without yet having a solution. I hope we'll engage more. That's the only opportunity we have.
I can feel you are very eager.
Yes.
We want to tie up.
I think the input that we've made has already useful and helpful. I think the last is correct. When our revolution is done, it goes to the house, when it's adopted at the house, then to the minister. There is no horizontal flow in terms of it being compared to the community. So I think it could be useful. I don't know where you can fix that, but oh yeah, I think they in collaboration, I think you can fix that one. Secondly, I think the other suggestions that we made around how you interact with the politicians, this becomes a change. And this is what I was referring to, that I don't know whether we need to put all those teachers in terms of how they mean here or what. But I think I do agree. Now what the community machine says, whether we need to look at say a legislative framework that guides or the house resolution for what? So I'm just thinking whatever we do in APEC, we not support back to the house. But every now and then we go for meetings, go for workshops, we go to the shelves, sometimes around summer. I'm trying to look it up what is they trying to collaborate with, spend money, how do we impact Parliament? How does Parliament check the outcome and output of the financial implementation? I think it's something to talk to. I don't think I have any other trust.
Just a couple of issues. First of all, standing. The standing committee. Standing means permanence. That's all it means. In fact, all the committees of the National Assembly are permanent except the ad hocs. And the ad hocs will have a specific time period. So all the committees, portfolio committees including, are standing committees. But in terms of the consistency, both the Standing Committee on Appropriations has now been established by law, and the Standing Committee on Finance has been established by law, called the Standing Committee. So I think it would not be a problem at all if you include standing, so SCOPA becomes the effective abbreviation. In general terms about concerns with the inability, it seems, of the Parliament to follow up on identified problems in departments. Part of it, I think, of the solution lies not in rules, but in a continuous oversight exercise. So that once SCOPA has dealt with the thing and has submitted the report, the report's been adopted by the Houses and gone to the Minister, it could have gone to the Portfolio Committee as well. It shouldn't then be buried or put on a shelf somewhere. The process of all committees, SCOPA as well, but all Portfolio Committees, should be, we did this last year, what's happened? And continue to engage with things until you're satisfied that it's been solved, whatever problem you had identified. And I think that's part of the Portfolio Committee understanding SCOPA's responsibility to continue to engage with issues until they're satisfied that whatever problem you identified have been overcome. And that engagement may include ensuring that there are funds available, budgeted for, to enable the department to resolve problems, and so on. So it's not, I think I get the sense that an issue is dealt with and then backed away. And that engagement needs to be portfolio committee plus SCOPA. SCOPA works proactively, not so, you work with reports of last year's expenditure. And to the extent that that identifies issues with the manner in which the department spends, that becomes an actual ongoing issue for the portfolio committee and for the department resolving problems. I'm not sure how you're going to work that into the rules necessarily. I just make the point. Just on the note of APEC as well, I don't know that the engagement with like bodies nationally or within SADC or even internationally, or broader than that, are for the rules. But they are normally, I think, if I'm correct, and they're covered by the POA and the body there that have to allow specifically, and it's a formal permission that is granted by the POA for engagement with international bodies. And the expenditure that goes with that is part of that approval at the level of policy, as far as I understand it. And so I'm not sure that you would want to write into the rules of the National Assembly engagement with external bodies of that kind. It's just the issue I raise. Thank you.
Let me check my room.
So just to explain, sorry, where the resigning comes from, the committee of the previous parliament agreed that they would use standing for committees that are created by statute. So that would be even why the standing was also concerned. We started referring to the name that we use in the rules rather than the scope of it. The address on the POA, I was just I think it's very key that it's on engagement with international bodies through the PGIR. So, that engagement report would be to the PGIR and then they would pay the report on the other.
I think basically what I hear from the committee is an agreement on everything except the two issues which are more complicated than the chapter C. The one is chapter 6, which is the issue of partial payments, and the other one is how does the committee collaborate with other committees. And those are the details I think which the committee has covered. My question is about the issue of a theoretically raised assets. The only accountable of women's states that then promises and municipalities. Would it not be better if you say can hold accountable? Because I just have a question about what kind of workload would be expected of the committee. You have to follow up with every municipality, every provincial department to see the answer. Would that not be a huge amount of work? Would that something to do in any case? Just not formally.
We must move on.
I just wanted to say, I'm not convinced that it is a problem as far as the appearance of fear is concerned, because it is specifically referring to transfers. And can I just remind everybody that Section 2A, no, 2B, Roman 2 says any organization. Now, I think it is clear enough, and it's particularly in this case, where there is a referral from national to an entity, that you can't just say that that amount is now just, you know, whatever they've done, somewhere else they must have done. No. Somehow they must be held accountable ultimately. So I would like to argue that I don't think, I'm not a constitutional expert, but I read the intention of the Constitution, and it is certainly permissible. Thank you.
No, I was going to say, it should not be about a matter of workload. It's about the responsibility of Parliament. What can Parliament, see its role to be? Well, it should not be easy to come to budget board at the expense of the fiscals. And when it's supposed to be explained, then it becomes a working problem. Then we don't see the serious problem that we have in society. We become very casual. For me, we would be very concerned that we should tighten our rules so that they can be able to be helpful to confront the problem that society is facing. You can't use the taxpayer's money just loosely like that. And what we are trying to solicit now within SCOPA is how to make sure that the municipality that are dwindling, you see, that are literally facing problems, how can we help each other as a society and as institutions created to talk to them and see how to help to support it. Parliament must find a way of dealing with its own capacity. But things that are also not, you see, even as we hear with these international bodies, they're not governed by rules. People go up and down around the world. The other people are chasing us away now these days. They're tired of us. We are traveling all over the world. And everybody wakes up in the morning, is coming to Brazil. There are 20 committees in Brazil from the same country. That is a problem. That's why there should be some rules that speak to each other. And somebody must begin accounting to us. And you go to China, all of us are there. The executive, local government, province, and I'm just...
I tell that you have not been there.
Me? I didn't. I've traveled.
Yeah, but that's the point that I'm raising.
Yes, you should not travel. The point is, when people don't come here, or wherever they go, what is it that the society is benefiting? Becomes a problem. You see, society doesn't benefit by the expenditure that they're spending. I think that's where the question says that all of us are traveling, but nobody seems to be seeing anything getting transformed in society. It's all the big lessons being done around the world.
Okay. Now, for colleagues, I think we must thank Mr. Wood. He has presented something for us to look at it. You are setting the rules. You must look at it. You must sense to us. It must not make sense only to our master, it must make sense to the next 20 years parliamentary. It should be something that makes sense for you because I have been account now. When you are not there in 5 years' time, people can't be said they amend this thing. It's not workable, it's wrong, it's conceptually flawed. But don't forget that you are setting the rules for the next 20 years. Our experience now should also be almost the experience, the intended purpose of the rules. Should be long lasting than our current frustration with those who are visiting. I'm not sure if Mashiach is visiting Mauritius tomorrow for Home Africa. Well, I guess that's the point that was raised.
I'm going to start with them next.
Yeah, there was a point that was raised. I think Ella wanted me to start with General Bush. The who accounts to who?
Yes.
That the committee that we used to have, that we include the members of parliament or the members of parliament to take care of matters that affect the state of mind. But now there's people that deal with other issues. There's also lots of subcommittees, international relations, subcommittees, and a lot of things. They take decisions and try to have the same mind, they take decisions. Surely the officials of parliament, they're always informed about some of these issues. But for public account area, I'm not sure there can be a, it can cause problems, perhaps for public account committee. I think we should just look at this really. What the Constitution says is very clear. It allows our states to design our own internal mechanisms as a state, as an organ of state parliament. We can design our own rules the way we want to design to hold all organs of state accountable. I always thought that Okay, state was limited, but you see, in terms of the Constitution, Telcom, Eskom, all of them are Okano state. I thought Okano state would have been mainly for those who are elected along by elected officials. But it seems Eskom, Hashnet, all those Okano state
But that was one of the reasons. That was all this work and spin. And I mean, should account for the source that I've given. I think the physical open conduct is a good thing.
Yeah.
How do we do that in terms of daily work with members of parliament is another matter. And then I think let us look at the principle side of things. And then we define the rules in such a way that they are very instrumental in our goal. But the meaning and intended people must be clear for many people to come. We shouldn't have the rules that are influenced by the current world that we are through and losing the future. Why the rules should be intended. I think generally open of faith are men, the man that is giving the services. But also we all know that all provinces in South Africa they can manage through the division of women. Because they've got no open own revenue. I'm not sure any province, only that in the all of them they guess it's in terms of the national system. They do have their own system of accountability. They have their own public account committees. The local government now, I'm told they've got own MPEC committees.
Okay.
It seems that already there are a lot of special accountability in terms of resources that are given to the area. How do they coordinate how they work in a manner that they don't project the National Assembly as a big brother?
Yeah.
When the consumer says that they are interdistinct, interdependent, independent, all these matters together must not look one at the expense of another. The point that I was raising here at home, don't look at the control at the expense of democracy, but don't look at democracy instead of control. This dialectic process must work. But also, what the point is raising, that there must be always continuity and change. Some of the rules must remain, because they're still relevant today, as well as relevant 2019, 2020. Or relevant as far as 1921, because we shouldn't change things for the sake of changing. There must be continuity and change. If we don't, that we must change. Because of our experience, we want to codify the rules. But also the rules would indeed ail all unintended areas of work. That you really have a rule for everything, maybe how you meet, we are committing so and so, it's difficult to do that in the rules. Out of the rules, I think we have a broad principle. And then the rules then must be clear, but also they must assist us to coordinate some of the issues well. Then those are in language issues, they would give the collaboration in the best English word or not. It is there. There those who are worksmiths, and there are many worksmiths here. And then to me, some of the worksmiths, he went away. And if you go to also to the Ambarela, that was a worksmith. And then it's a very challenging thing. I think we should take it for this. Let us look at it in terms of the rules on the public account committees. Let us see what we put, what we don't put. And of course, if there are new developments, surely, honorable goals is already around. And as you're spending the living in news, you can imagine goals going through all measures there. And then following the sources that are suppressed. But I think what the first time I found a bit more, but they must come. Whatever structure set up, but they must be thorough accountability for resources that are transferred to provinces, to metros, that at least everyone must account for them. What happened to this man? He gave the 4 billion rand, what happened to this man? At least there must be explanation. I think that's the one that police are raising. They all must have seen the rules, so I'm told that all of them are becoming Westmeath. They would then start the production without missing the other from the course of the process.
And just two lessons to make for I think on the issue of following the money, I just want to clarify that we're not saying that we will have a special session looking at respect. What happens is that when the Australian General Audit and National Department then makes a finding that the transfer money has not been properly accounted for, it is foreseen at that point, given the ability and trigger to vote, but not necessarily that every transfer or who said a special committee that's not a transfer, but in cases and instances where we're dealing with the department and there's a finding by the Australian General Audit on that transfer, we must have the leeway to follow the money. That is one. Two, on the collaboration with the public account committees in the province and locals, I think there are two elements. One is to do with relations that go beyond the countries and nations, I think, and it's in our strength. But I think when we put the spirit was more on overcoming problems, the other thing around it, you know, just as an example, I think we can govern by other things. Our concern here is on how do we talk about collaboration. But the first one talked about collaboration among others here in the National Assembly. Then last one is beyond the National Assembly, there are other spheres where other institutions doing the same way as you do. How do you listen, how do you
Well, I do think that what he has explained is very well. He said it's very interesting that Comrade Payne, what he has handled that he proposed in certain form, make it easy for us. Not a general podcast statement that no one can follow, whether it's in China or Russia, then it's a general podcast statement. It's a statement that is relevant for us, because the fact that something is easy, and it's not the rules of us to consider. Whether it's the house is gone. And what is this?
It's something that's too quick.
But you shouldn't allow on our vote in the chief. Thank you very much for the vote. That is the answer.
Can I just ask one question for clarity on one A sub 4? Considering any reports reviewing expenditure of public funds by any public body. Are we talking here about reports that are not formally tabled in Parliament? Are these reports that the committee identifies and then requests, or are they formally tabled reports in Parliament that are referred?
That's a good question.
I'm asking what you would like to see in this.
I'm going to line towards two on the second page, which says your first reports are taken in
okay.
You know, the first two to the committee. Otherwise the other elements, I think they are covered in the part of the committee where we can request social members information from.
Okay. Well, thank you very much on our vote in the election. Madam.
But once an allocated money is given to a portfolio, and then, but you all know that there are portfolio committees, which one, I think even water and sanitation now,
yeah,
is complaining about that there becomes this brutal of money. We pass money allocated to them through budget hole. Then they start issuing it to many structures, but these structures or organ locate sometimes, they don't account that. We have given us money, we have used this money, but we can't go and see whether the money is utilized for intended purpose.
Mm.
I think we should try to use that one or another. To allow, it may not happen great by going there, but they cannot afford this to come in.
Yes.
And say, we gave you $5 million for water, and to destroy this water.
Mm.
But also can assist those that we have oversight funding to follow money like that. And then that you don't go for this oversight fees, but you don't even know what money we are giving to what municipalities or what problem.
Mm.
And follow that thing and make sure that it works correctly. Maybe it's tightening up the oversight function. Let us work it out in a manner that those who come again for the 2040, they must appreciate the work that we have done. They shouldn't come in and say, but these men and women are very trying to do it. And my shield have done, I think we've been happy. We'll be singing hallelujah, hallelujah.
So, decided moving up, you know, that wants to disappear. I just wanted to raise that there probably is a staff, but he can go on top and he can say he is a support and then make contribution.
Who?
Cody.
Cody is a busy man.
He's a member of Parliament.
He's a president of the organization. He's a subcommittee leader. He's taken by big meetings. He is a matter of national importance.
International
water, not this one, I'm starting the room. Thank you very much for having
me. Yeah.
Can you can remain and enjoy the show? We are going to follow it there. Okay. Thank you very much for this. Let's know for your peaceful spirit. Every member of parliament is free to come and then observe and make contributions. And because they're public process. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you for this staff. Thank you for watching. Okay? Let us take a 5 minute body break. Take some tea. It's cold though, but it's right. Water is cold.
Everything is cold.
No.
Yes, sir.
It's cold, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not like the underdirection of the.
But it's cold, that's the point.
But you can take a nice lamp.
So you are saying that I'm a sleep man.
I'm not sleeping, but you see, it's
Zora.
What is the general committee?
Zora is
the committee
on the so approve the
core committee on
for us to use this in the room, it's coming from
it's
not the
I'm glad that finally something we can discuss. And re-interrogate. Probably becoming aware. Then I'm coming to apply with my life. Because we're definitely for experience about this future.
Yeah. Now it's for systems. For systems of tolerance, I think we can't say little kingdoms.
Mm.
Where people be as they please and nobody can ask them questions.
Mm.
We can't do that.
Yeah.
It's only that the practice and the implementation of these systems.
Mm.
Then the large lines of you are accountable up to this, and then this one must have happened after that.
Mm.
And
But the systems must be coherent.
Yeah, the system must be in place of
it must be coherent. There must not be gaps.
Mm-hmm.
I think that one that when Scopa has done it well, then their report, if it says in the house, the resolution in the house must be that the report is adopted, and the report then will be referred to the relevant committee. So the committee must have the report where the department picks up.
They do it very effectively. They give us a sort of overview of the response. And those details are important. And that speaks to institutional intercapability. And when that is found in the report, and it comes over the floor, then we should actually discuss it. Then we want to use it.
But by the time it disappears, somebody is loose on the island.
Doing nothing.
Nothing. I mean, one person there in the Western Cape. No, I mean, I have received from waiting for minister.
No, what's
Peter?
No,
Peter's empty. Big house is well done. Waiting for the minister. Then so I go to the philosophy.
Then should you
be.
Scopa must report to the house at least four times once every
but it's also then you have to be made to the counter so that they can get down to dealing.
But how often is it that the Scopa reports are filing up on the OTC and then they have a sitting and then we say report number 22 to 35 tabled as a doctor.
But that we must write it here.
That is just the appeal.
That's why we must start doing it here. So that those that when we say department is issued to us, everything is critical for Paris. We have not done anything. And Parliament, because Parliament says, do something. And all the institutions don't do anything.
Yeah.
And hope that I'm
you know, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Public Finance Management Act, financial misconduct. I've asked once, how many of our public officials
But
sometimes you have treasury officials assigned to the department.
Hello?
This is a treasury official. They are financially negligent. They are guilty of misconduct.
Pasqua, let us move on in chapter 13. We aren't going to finish it today.
I've got some good news for you, Chair.
Well, the good news.
Not good. I've got some good news for you. Chapter 13 is very technical.
Okay.
It captures all of the detail that the Constitution requires Parliament to follow. And so a lot of the rules in this chapter are so detailed and so technical that one doesn't need to touch them. The whole mediation process on laws, even the disagreement between the two houses, is written up in full in this chapter. So there's only a couple of broader policy issues which I think the supplement may want to deal with. And they would include the insistence now, and this was in the report already, that all bills should get first reading, so that all members have an understanding of the contents of bills before they go through a process going to committee themselves. And secondly, all bills should have a second reading, with obviously allowing for exceptions in certain circumstances, but in principle, all bills should have first and second reading in the House, or in the mini plenaries. The other important aspect dealt with in the rules, well, the second one is on private members' bills that was imposed on Parliament, I think I'm using the right word, imposed on Parliament by court.
Yeah.
And the court went so far as to, in the case of the private members' bills, I think they went so far as to actually prevent rules to Parliament for incorporation. So that the rules defined on private members' bills, by and large, are word for word what the Constitutional Court said needed to be in the rules. Now the third important thing, and I think an important innovation, and this was introduced into earlier by input from Mr. Porter, had to do with the processing of bills in committees. That there must be a more formal stages in committees, and that there must also specifically be an adoption, an approval of the principle of the bill, the viability of the bill. At an early formal stage before you proceed. All that is currently unpacked in the draft proposed rule changes that you have in your report. I think those are the main issues for attention.
Maybe we should go through one by one. Start with the first one, second one, third one, fourth one. It seems they are finishing this chapter. We are not doing bad. Okay. What is the first one? That is a major issue for consideration by the study, by the subcommittee.
In part one, which is the introduction on the legislative process introduction, the main changes have to do with members' bills, making provision for members' bills. So in 230, for instance, 230, there's now a distinction between bills introduced by the executive and those introduced by members, and then thirdly, those introduced by committees.
So, actually, I was just wondering, when I read through it yesterday, and I must say, I think it's as Casper said, we only need to hear and there just up and up, maybe on explaining more. If I look at the heading of part one, I would have preferred to say introduction of bills. And I know the heading of the chapter is legislative process, but introduction usually is a general term. So I think it could be better if we use introduction of bills. So that would be my one recommendation. And then I was just asking, if we look at 231 for instance, and we look at 231.
231.
Yeah. We sometimes use the terminology initiate and prepare, and then sometimes we say prepare and initiate. So perhaps we should just have one standard sort of phrase that we utilize. So that's just my general comment on that. And then last, that is on part one. And I'm of the opinion that I was wondering
if we should not accept that what has been done was very thorough and actually was generally regarded as this is very important, this is one of the primary tasks of Parliament, this is the legislative body, this is our mandate. That comes, we've actually devoted quite a lot of time in that. If any of the members who were not part of the previous committee perhaps identified some weaknesses somewhere that we need to tighten up on. Otherwise, it would actually be wasteful for us to go room by room. I would argue. Thank you.
They have to work on it. It seems to think there are no major issues, but the council has identified 3 or 4 that need policy change.
Just on to Massilian, she mentioned that the part 1 could be reduction. If you look at part 3, starting with rule 243, that is introduction of bills in first and second readings. That's the formal introductory process. So this is meant to be introduction to the chapter, to the legislative process in broad outline, as opposed to introduction of bills in Parliament.
Can we not then call it legislative authority? Something like that. Because, as I say, you know, introduction seems to be introduction to a chapter. And it's more than that. It's more sort of, it deals with legislative initiation, where we derive the mandate from, as the fact that members and committees and executive, but only the minister responsible for finance, the institution, my goal, you know, just a suggestion. We look at that. Thank you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I was just wondering, and I meet a couple of you guys here yesterday. I've sat on three in my 2 years in Parliament, I've sat on 3 different portfolio committees, and one of them is justice, and obviously that's passed a lot of books. And I remember in 2009, when we first had the one of the problems that happened was that the committee had failed to conduct its public hearings in the correct manner. And I remember at the time, Dean Smuts was the Parliament Committee, and as you know, Dean Smuts was she would tell you that she was a legislator. That was her role in Parliament, she was a legislator. And at the time, there was very little that could be done as a punitive measure for the committee not having actually conducting the public hearings as per the requirements. So if a committee, and I noticed that members, including members from the AEC, and this is a general parliamentary policy, members get very frustrated when the committee doesn't advertise correctly and have public hearings correctly and adhere to the rules. What do we do in a situation like that if when the committee isn't adhering to the actual rules of Parliament? Do we put it in this in chapter 13, what actions are then be taken? Or where do we put the guidelines as to what members can do if the rules following legislation are being followed? Including when legislation then goes to the ECOP. I mean that obviously we have to look into the joint rule. But I mean there's often a disconnect that happens somewhere along the line and the rules aren't followed.
I think the first process would be long in a detailed manual committee. There is a commitment to involve the public. There is a particular forum that is engaging with that. I think there are a lot of very practical things that could be done to improve the way in which Parliament engages with the public on bills, for instance. I've seen adverts in the newspapers which capture maybe the long title of the bill, which is also in jargon, if I can put it that way, in legalese jargon. So if you really want to catch the eye of the public and create an interest amongst the public, you would need to be more creative in terms of the kind of advertisement that's placed, where in plain language you explain what the bill is intended to do, rather than to say, I didn't act with me, but you get this awful, stiff, long title of the bill which tells you absolutely nothing. And then if you look at the extent of NEMA that comes with the bill, that's not much more helpful either. So one really needs to look at a way of using common language
that the man in the streets, proverbial man in the streets, would understand, to say we're going to be dealing with this ball and it does the following. And that, then I think you can hope to get some public attention, some meaningful public attention. So that's part of a strategy that I think that needs to develop intimacies of good practice. I can recall, and I think I just need to relate to this episode, a very important bill that we call the National Assembly. There was a lot of pressure to get it through by a certain date, just like to get through the second half, so on. It was extensively reworked. The deadline had been set by which it must report, and the deadline, the date had been set for the second reading debate. Now, what happened was that the public, the state law advisors were assisting with the drafting of amendments. The committee was finished. The law advisors went back to Pretoria with an instruction to finalize it, do the final tweeting, and then send it back electronically, and the committee session was published. Which is what happened, except the law advisors, under pressure, used the wrong amendments. So what was received electronically was not checked again, there was no time, it was sent to the printers, and it was published as the bill in the B form. That was on the order paper for the following day, distributed in time, members didn't complain. Went to the House conducted the debate, passed the bill, and only after it had been passed by the House, somebody picked up the hang on, this isn't what we agreed. And the advice that I gave at the time to the Speaker was, Madam Speaker, you have to accept that members knew exactly what they were voting for when they voted in favour of the bill that was before them, which was the B bill, which was the wrong bill as it turns out. I said, you have to accept that they knew what they were doing. Otherwise, how do you begin to defend your actions in the public domain? And the Speaker agreed. And so what happened was that we sent a message to the NCOP to say, look, this is what happened. Please make the corrections in the NCOP. The law can then come back to us. But the important principle I wanted to make, to emphasize, was that you have to accept that members know exactly what they voted for when they defend the law. And the onus is on the committee, individual committee members, I would suggest, as well as on the committee staff, to ensure that the right final version comes before the House. There have been, another comment about public involvement, there have been occasions where Parliament was taken to court for not adequately engaging with the public. And the Constitutional Court answered that was indeed the case with the constitutional amendments. And the Constitutional Court instructed Parliament to go back, take the bill back and review that Parliament. So those are some of the resources that are available. But ultimately it's a question of good practice which everybody needs to insist upon. And the committees are multi-party, so all members of the committees can equally insist on good practice. When a committee refuses to abide by the rules, then there is a bit of a gap, I think, in the rules. How do members respond to that? I think the one thing they would do is they could bring it to the attention of the Speaker, who should then engage with the committee at that level. Or with chief whip of the majority party. Another way would obviously be to bring it to the attention of the House, and that's also a very useful way of politically alerting people to the fact that there's a problem. So, but the response is a political one largely.
Our
They should be having some sort of responsibility to ensure that the committees are functioning properly. And,
yes.
And then if there is any complaint about any committee not doing anything, that committee that can issue it on behalf of the rules committee, because it wants the rules committee as well. And we cover the speed and intervention. I think maybe in the committee system, that's where we can build up a mechanism of monitoring of the functioning of the committee.
I was just wondering about this institution, this body. You know, it's still a very hot body, this committee, and since he's now in 13198, just wondering if you're not going to call it a committee, it is actually not really a committee. Should we not call it a forum of charity?
Just, that's a thing, the point has already been made that that's not a multi-party body at all, in the sense that almost all committee chairs are in fact majority party members. So to the extent that they engage with problems experienced by committees, I'm not sure that that's the other parties would be happy for very long with that body doing that kind of thing. And the other point was that the Rules Committee was identified as the senior committee. If there are serious problems with the way a portfolio committee, for instance, is functioning, then the Rules Committee would in fact be the appropriate body to resolve those at a senior political level. Although, if you look at the Committee of Chairs, it does say that its functions include any matter affecting scheduling or functioning of an assembly committee. So it would seem to indicate that some aspect of functioning can be taken on board.
But you see, this is my concern. Because we have changed this animal with little here and a little bit there, and through time it also evolved. So it is not the correct time now to decide that the functioning of an assembly committee is not a forum of chairperson function, but that they would mainly deal with genuinely of clergy, obviously. Because we have to again differentiate between programming committee and this forum of chairperson.
Can I just mention one question? I think if you take away the functioning from the committee, so I used to be the secretary for the committee, so I was working on that. And they do address issues of functioning of the committees in relation to the way they work with committee sections, for example, and you are probably better than that. But in all cases where there have been problems in committees, for example, a member affecting on another member, I know in certain committees that have problems with that, the member approach the speaker, they write to the speaker. The speaker can only refer the issue to a half-shared person who will try to resolve this issue on that level. You're calling the chairperson or the person of the member concerned, and if they try to resolve it, if it's a huge problem, then it's going to go to the principal of the lab that will then have a few years to move to the for decision. We had a case since 2 years ago, in the early comments, where there was a chairperson who refused to obey instructions from the program to finalize the particular matter. And that chair eventually before the rules of the common council. We know that one of our senior committees will call to call the rules committee on the rules because of the rules committee. So the rules committee can define the accounting of the rules committee.
So it's still in the debate.
Chair.
Form of chairperson.
Chair. Well, I think maybe it may not be the argument that currently that the chairs are currently from one party to another party. But I mean, that's just, one can just say it's an accident. But I mean, we've got an opposition chair now, of course. But one thing that the house chair, who chairs the house committee of chair, is responsible for committee. And if we need to tighten the responsibility that the house chair has together with this committee to ensure that we go to this particular level, whichever the risk is there, then we should do so. Then we should do so. But not have a committee that is in attraction in terms of the rules. So, but then now, then we find ourselves by passing it. Because, like as Marina indicated, even if we can run to the PA just going to send us back to the house chair for processing and reporting that. And then, that's what I just want to express. If we need to tighten or bring in some more flesh to make sure that that is what the community is carried out, and then I think we should do so.
In that case, Mr. Mashiri, you really need to relook the, I mean, the functions and powers are limited to making
recommendations.
That's all it does. It doesn't resolve any issues.
To the Rules Committee.
To the Rules Committee of the Program Committee.
witnesses. But that is, yeah, yeah, that's something. Yeah.
So that's why we don't need to agree. If I may just say, you see, this text is abundantly clear that it can only make, it has the only decision-making power to make recommendations. That is it. So I would be comfortable that that makes it more reason to turn it into just a forum for the shepherds to discuss matters, etc., which relates to the functioning of committees, the scheduling of their meetings, etc. You know, whether the clusters and all of that, how they are, because I know there's always a lot of competition between some of the chairpersons to have meetings rather than on Tuesdays and Wednesdays than on Fridays, sort of thing. But that is the purpose of that. But that only relates to that function. Thank you, Chair.
Well, we'll make a proposal, really. Then the committee will take a decision whether we retain chairpersons. Committees or forum of chairpersons. We can't like those forum of chairpersons. They come there as a forum to share experiences. They share experiences, the performance in some of the committees, what you can learn from other colleagues. Because it's a useful body for people to share experiences. But it's not a decision making body.
Yes.
It's a body when it comes in and says there are programs for this committee, this and this, just to share experiences on that. I think we can put, I don't think anyone will be married in any way on this matter. If the point is that all committees are multi-party committees, and then we can then accommodate that if we think it's correct. It seems on the interpretation, we have dealt with it. 1997, colleagues did a great job, the chassis did a good job. The subcommittee seems is confident to present that to anyone who will consider to raise it and understand. And of course, that one it seems close. There's an issue there about the reaching improvement to the chapter 14. And I'm not sure what are you issue there, sir.
Perhaps I can just bring to your attention that the question of what the first reading means and what its purpose is, and what the second reading means and its purpose is in fact captured in the rules now. So if you look at Rule 246, for instance, it explains what the first reading is meant to do. And I think that would be helpful as well.
Well, it's very helpful. It's very important. Well, the rules are, you know, what is the first reading all about and what is the second reading all about? I think once we explain it, I think there's something. It's in a great position. There's no person there in the third party to agree on it. Quarters for racing instruments and other legislation. It seems even there. It's just 2998 that we included there. Any other issue there? It seems now no issue at all.
What's that with really?
I'm just talking about the 299 that is chapter 14. No legislation has nothing.
So, can we just ask, if we go through about four points, and we've covered also that, I suppose we've also, that is also from the Constitution, isn't it? Because the Constitution is in fact very explicit on how to deal with Constitution.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, let us still look at this matter in details, really. And we've been invited to attach fire.
Yeah,
invited to hand, came in, gave the rules on this matter. I think they're good. I don't think there's a problem now.
It would be useful. I don't know if committee section have gone through this in detail, whether they have any practical problems with, for instance, the process proposed in committee on bills. I'm looking at Rule 249.
Let us
go there. It deals in detail with the process.
Don't leave us behind.
249. And specifically in sub 3 and then also in sub 5.
249.
Oh, yes.
Process in committees.
This is very subtle.
Is that right?
Very subtle.
They should be here.
Listen, all I wanted to just say was, I don't know to what extent, if we look at our parliament, we have very many new members.
Yeah.
I think part of the problem is that
how to deal with legislation is not always very well understood, and sometimes it actually requires a little bit of a specific intervention from the security side. But obviously you can't create rules for that. But I'm just saying, because this is so thorough, that any committee that is dealing with legislation should just go through the rules, and they will understand how to do it.
I just went through this over the last 2 days as well to prepare for the meeting, and it's so complicated that I really would suggest, urge in fact, that a manual should be prepared for member use in the context of committees in particular. They need to know how they go about a members bill or any other bill, because there are slight nuances of difference. Despite the constitutional court, there are nuances of difference. Also with committee bills, bills initiated by committee. So I think it would be have some kind of information sheet of maybe 5 pages long, or what a bill is, how it's processed. I think that is the key thing.
Okay, but it's,
one issue is the Standing Committee of Finance is really considering the procedure to amend the money bills, the money act. And this describes in great detail how far it goes about amending money bills. But until they review the act, it's difficult for this committee to draft rules. Because otherwise it would be drafting rules, and then the act changes, and it's left to get off again. So that does present a slight lacuna, because money bills is quite a major component of what Parliament does.
Yeah.
So at the moment, the rules for money bills are protected because the act is surpassed, but the counter on the rules for money bills.
Money bills, again, money bills are in the Constitution.
Act, it's an act already been in the statute book for about 5 years now. It is not impossible to implement it, and particularly in terms of the time frames.
Yeah.
Time frames are quite impossible. So the whole act, as I understand it, is in the process of being reviewed. And until it has been finalized, and we're talking not just technical issues, but matters of principle as well. Yeah. And until that has been resolved and finalized, I don't think we can go anywhere with the rules on it. In fact, the notes and the rules say that. But it is a matter for serious concern that for a period of 4 years or more now, that Act has been on the statute book, that Parliament has not been able to comply with it. And I think Parliament is opening itself up to challenges at some point if they don't expedite this.
Okay. Well, the modern COVID is very difficult for us. Because if you want to follow how the money in the Red State Act is a very complex one in terms of all those. Parliament doesn't even have that time anyway. Unless it's amended or it's worked out, I think we'll be taken to court very soon. And then I think we are going to raise that sharply with the leadership of the institution. That the better we start on it, if we review it, must review it soon. Because then we'll protect the stick. I think we should be exposed on this issue of having for 4 years something that can't be implemented. So you know that too, yes.
The act is currently referring to Danish Mikan Finance, but it's been with them now for almost a year.
Yes.
But they're not moving.
But then you realize the emergency.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we'll take it up. We'll take it up because there are problems, you know.
Well, going through the chapter, my eye hit upon something else that I thought I wanted to just get your permission to change. It's rule 251.
251.
Sub 3.
Okay.
Sub E.
Sub
4, Roman 2. There we go.
Oh, okay. In addition to majority report.
If it's not a unanimous report, in addition to the views representative of the majority of the committee, and then it says express, and that's the word that was in place there. Any views of a minority. The report must express any views of a minority. I thought convey would be better. Express would seem to impose detail. Where convey means to capture, in broad outline at least, the concerns. So
the committee report.
Having that convey.
Convey, are we happy?
Yes.
the language team, of course, they will relocate it if they want to relocate it. That must be simple for enable parliament to understand. It seems there are no issues here. Lots of changes, the structure, and we can move to deal with the. If you want to pray for land, or just make it a waiting land.
Waiting land.
Can we go for chapter 14, have what you want us to do on this one? It's the easiest one. I don't think we're going to change anything else. That's why.
It's again, Chair, it's a very important one, because, and all a credit to the subcommittee at the time that developed this, with all the documents and papers that come before the House other than bills, and again, it was done extremely thoroughly, and it clarifies for all time the processes that are involved. Also, international agreements I have it there as a part two. Just in terms of part three, the petitions, there's a process, as I understand it, underway to examine petitions and how petitions should be dealt with. I think one should bear in mind, although the Constitution refers to Parliament receiving petitions, I think Parliament should be careful not to become an administrative mechanism. It has an oversight mechanism, it is a political mechanism. When it receives petitions on complaints on various issues in the public domain, it would not itself resolve those, but it would engage with the executive to get resolutions. And I think that clarity needs to be there.
Yes.
So, but as I understand it, the petitions exercise is still ongoing in another forum. Yes.
See, I mentioned this, and I'm sorry I didn't speak to you today, but I honestly didn't think we were ready to chapter 14. One of the DA NCP members, George Blanc, actually has written a private members book of petitions, and he heard about it. I suggested that he actually didn't put it in a private members book, but that we had a look at it in the committee and added what he had to say. It was a very, very good piece of writing, and it's very well thought out. But Chair, I'm sorry I didn't distribute it now, I was going to distribute to the next meeting. So if you would please give me the leeway to get that private members board, have it distributed to all the members first. Everyone can have a look at it, also Kathleen and Karen, have a look at it and see if maybe that can help us in our working day board.
Okay.
Has it been said?
Why can't we must invite the members to come and greet us? That would be a good idea. Invite a member, come like voting, one prepare, to convince us, and then the day will be set. And then for that purpose, we work it out. Because we may also be in Harare, find some new idea, and then that's why. Thank you much, Chair. Okay. For this one, Kasa, it seems nothing more. Eh? 15 is the walk over. I don't think there's any issue there.
Just one thing. Again, this is again has been dealt with very thoroughly previously. The one important point to note is just rule 3326A records the National Assembly. The documents that can be demanded by the court include the records of the National Assembly, and I thought it's important to be quite clear about what those are and what they contain. So I'm just alerting you to that. The rest there are, again, no issues indeed.
Okay. As far as we are concerned, from 1 to 15, since we have done the work, to that issue, though, Marina, that you still say, the over 5 months, what is this one? What do we want to do on that is the parliament, we have to design many things. But in terms of the National Assembly rules, review all, I think we have exhausted a lot of things. If there are issues that are there, of course, we must still put them. Machine wants to come with the power of the
next meeting.
And the next meeting, Machine, and it's wrong.
She came up with the committee and then confirmed that she was going to come to the committee.
state law advice.
Whoever it is that you think that can add value,
the state law advice.
No harm. What the state law advice are going to win?
We've got a German in
Zero. Wanted to put it over
there.
Okay.
We have actually just a month.
Okay. Yes, sir. And then do you want to call them in on that chair? We can just go through it and see whether we agree or
us. Usually the chair says anyone's got an idea.
But the other issue, Chair, which I would like us to come back to is the composition of the rule committee and the paragraph committee. We have a discussion. I have looked at what was proposed.
Yes,
and I've had some problems with some aspects of that in terms of what we capture in the rules. And I'm still in the process of getting inputs from the from the parliamentary law advisors as well. So we're ready at the next meeting, Chair, for the team to make an input on those proposals.
But therefore, the point was that we are going to have a propane committee. Propane committee will always give consensus. When there are no consensus, the three offices that we cited there, the need of government business. That one is after we call on current the speaker, the chief whip, the head of family business, the after conversation with him. Then they'll close out, then they'll arrange the business. But the programming committee must be there to engage everyone. I think that's what I'm in fact, we have presented this in the political committee of the ANC. There's a set attitude. Of course, how is it going to work in terms of numbers? Well, the ANC was not worried about it. It was worried about the number. If all parties come there, the ANC become a minority in terms of all bodies. It gives a problem. That's why the weighted approach was such as that.
Weighted decision making.
Therefore, it's the best thing that you can consider there. I think we will be fine with it. We will connect and find out what is legal asset of it.
The issue was the weighted approach. Do you have a one weighted vote for each party, or are you talking warm bodies with a smaller number of members from the majority party, for instance, with a percentage vote of the majority vote of the seats in the House, and that creates problems in terms of the membership of the other parties, so on. But we'll just map that out for you in a document, and we have asked the services to assist as well.
Just to remind us that we wanted to say in the body of the program committee, we wanted balance, open participation or comprehensive participation with proportionality. So clearly we need to make sure that we in mostly decision making on consensus basis, but the data is really doesn't happen.
My view is that imagine kill out that's so much on this.
Yeah.
We are saying the programming committee, every party that wants to attend will attend. They will sit through consensus. If they all agree with a board, if they don't agree, three offices take a decision.
Yeah.
As naturally whether there are 17 one bodies or four one bodies, instead of the majority party. Because everything will be based on consensus. If they are not accepted, then the three offices take a final decision.
Mm.
The issue they all say is Parliament is not a party board. It will make sense for all parties to be part of the process of Parliament because they will just wait each other. If there is no agreement, then the three offices will take a final decision. In my view, because not a decision-making board is there, maybe we may not worry so much about the real one body. The ANC can just have the 6 members attending there. They will listen to people, they will engage on the issue, because we always make a point that the chief whip will arrange the business. He comes there, presents it to the working to the programming committee. They agree, sometimes they reject it, sometimes we fundamentally differences. These three offices then will sit down and say, what are the issues? We said that the chief even concurrent with the speaker after consultation with the leader of government business. Then they will take a decision on that, if they are not consensual. But the last 20 years we are thoughtful financially. They've been here for 21 years. They've never been a problem. The programming committee has been working very well on consensus until of course the vote of no confidence.
But because the evil board of no confidence will show that, maybe they will never pay finally. But just in case things changes, we could have a deadlock breaking mechanism. And that was really the intention for the committee at the time. That's how we have also explained to the focal leaders of the ANC. Because we're really concerned about in the last scrutiny, many other similar parties. Okay. And that these parties are very important, they must be part of the program, they must influence us there. Of course, if they have a car, then the decision will be taken that color.
So, that's your price. The ANC doesn't actually need a car. Because you never know about
it. They're not going to vote there.
So that's not the problem of the mobile.
You can have two in Yami and the ship will be fine. They can go there in the same discussion.
Mm.
And you like anybody for bringing problems. So I'm not sure I made that. I thought we might get to talk this, but I'm convinced that it's very important. You see why he likes it.
That's the thing.
That is the thing in Kaspar. Look at it.
Yeah.
And we may, because the ANC always says that this thing is too big. If we bring more parties, we must bring more members of the ANC. And some of the members are not too real about this thing. They don't even want to attend this thing. Far better to live here with party level. Our group generally be the chief group, the leadership group, the two house groups, and two other members. Two business members, you know, who will sit in this thing. And it's a very important question. Because I think the point that was raised by the Quotas Committee, sir, was always that balance this thing for us. And then because yes, smaller parties are not even part of influencing decision making can be unfair.
And that quorum, yeah. That quorum?
No quorum, I don't think there'll be a quorum. Is quorum needed? Is
that no, not no. Okay, if I may recall. If you're going to have these three office case taking decisions, you don't in fact need a quorum at all.
Yeah. That caused many problems. Parties, they come there, and the board comes, the board never attended anyway. Comes there, it's busy there. And the public account is 14 years government, accountable, it's because we have lost him and young, whatever.
It's going to be memorable.
You never
attend. It's going to strength.
You don't need to go for them at all.
One is we need to look at the program of the committee, which I've distributed. Some of it's not relevant now, some of it's more relevant. Just have to discuss what's practical and what the committee has to do. I know that there are other outstanding matters that we want tonight, that the EFF want to come back on. But also there's the submission by the technical advisors to deal with the definitions, which we haven't dealt with yet. So that's one thing for the committee to deal with. The other thing is the power of the business committee.
By the way, do you know where they are? Yes.
They're quadrants. Mr. George is not back
here. Wonderful. That's why we made progress.
But the problem that when you think you made progress and another member is not there when he comes, get his drag with that.
No, he's not going to drag it.
When to pass it.
Yes, I think in our next issue, we should call Mashida, call the fellow advisor, and another person there, I think, the team, two members, the next Friday. That next week is the next Friday.
Yes.
We can't.
I'm very sorry, Chief, next Friday was actually allocated to the competition leader. So
yes.
We planned activities. So I'm certainly not going to be able to be here myself or to come in with it. So I'm wondering if you couldn't just get it for a...
We are not married for 5 days, though.
Yeah,
we just find the fourth members are not in committee.
Yeah.
That's what we have to pass.
But
their work is very important. We can meet you in whatever day, just we have to request that day.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, well, we mustn't delay this one. We must finalize it now once and for all.
Yeah.
And it was passed by a lot of work again, and then find committee. And fine-tuning everything, putting it back in a manner that would be sufficient to pass for parties to go to their own work, for the everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
May I then propose that we meet next Thursday? I don't know, obviously there is going to be a meeting. But we...
It doesn't matter. It will be here. We have to vote. Yeah.
Everybody knows.
Yeah. So if we can be... Yeah, the NA table obviously will have problems.
But in people customize out there, they will change each other.
The problem is that it's 31st of May. There's there five EPCs that and I'm sure the members are going to be involved in the CPC. You're probably hearing
the machine
will carry.
I think members, they don't find a day. They can't find Monday, Wednesday.
I can't make it with them.
Wednesday?
Tuesday,
not this?
Yeah.
Because we've made progress today, I mean, we don't know that it's the first half of that table to these two meetings. It does open up some space for the committee. It takes a crucial committee. I was trying to jam in all these activities in the next few weeks. But if you look at the program that I distributed, the idea is that we're only going to adopt the whole rules on the 5th of June. And we are now in the 15th of May. So that still leaves us with at least two Fridays where we could potentially deal with all outstanding business. We still meet that time.
My rule currently is the real delay is going to be for that person. The sooner we give them time and the rules, the better for us. Because once themselves have not been met and taken a decision, it's going to be very difficult. My view for it, we are not a startup shop for me. We can apply for us to meet here. If there's an urgent matter, surely police can go in and do whatever they want to do. Because you just finalize everything once and for all, we allow customers enough time to sit down and look at rule number one. Until one rule 1,800. There's a lot of work for him. And then, because we would also want to be in an advising committee, and a chef where we present somewhere, some advocate, and lawyer says, this trading is wrong, and it's very unusual if you don't want that. I think we can try to locate a date next week, and can we leave it with you, Karen?
I think I had a critical before. I think at the moment time the machine needs to prepare.
You wanted to come and present them? No. Today is a very good day for us. And luckily you are born now. And then Marina. The NDC can try their level best. The point that once members identify a day, we should do so. My main reason first is that you must understand that it takes long for them to do anything. And I know that Yam is mandated by the podcast article to take the caucus of the ANC 275 members rule by rule. And then it won't take less than 2 months anyway to speak. The sooner we start closing that, allowing space for podcast, that is the better for the performance. And in my view, there are no bigger issues that are left. And the privileges, I think they've applied their mind. And they can come members here. They make a presentation. And we tell them, then we'll try to locate a date, possibly next week. Because if you don't even find a next week, you should meet during whatever time. And the Yam will know this thing better. That the port has come to raise the issue, but in terms of your better information, you started looking in 2012, it's too inefficient.
Why are you so inefficient?
Very inefficient. It's almost a waste of time, because I didn't appreciate that. The work started in earnest in 2014.
I don't think it's to be into it twice.
Yeah.
I can appreciate that. You have to go through the grants and policy, and then there was new parliament, the new members, and we've been through it twice, so that's actually a mistake.
I'm finished now, sir. All the ones, all the rules.
And my dreams, let us work it out, find a date next week. If we have to share, it's just good to tell you. Marina, you are not accommodating. The Sumitari. But this venue, no one comes here. No, but you can still remain in your house. Half of me here. The secretary, I think, is here. And then you come and see when we break. What we change anyway. Yeah, we change anyway. And then we can meet in the afternoon, take our time until 8.
Yes.
I think we can do that.
Quite really.
Start at 2. Then the staff here will see. We want to change. Besides, the waters are going to change. We can then plan it with the staff very nice. After 2 at least, the gentlemen who are working with us here, the calls are not bad. They are assisting the presiding officer on point of order by flight. They come here around and the same up there, when I put Kaula, I won't sit down. And they say, Kaula, sit down, I won't sit down. And then they, anyway, you can now call the protection services. And then what you going to do with me? I'm here, you can't get me out of the house. I think anyway, they call it to their promises. And in fact, then that parliament complete, I myself.
No, that was
then open like no. It is a press report. Mark Kaula yesterday. Says that right now. You can't check me out. And then I got judgment. Can't check me out. Then she means that I can sing for the whole day there in the shame.
Yeah.
You can't wait. So that we are going to turn this thing around very soon now.
Well,
we are.
We're in court already. I mean, we
have to.
But until the court decides.
Yeah.
It's
suspended. It's suspended. No, it's suspended. Yeah, and then we have our court.
Yeah.
Ruling. The French ruling.
Yeah. The one that's far better.
I don't know the Lord. He's
suspended. Okay. Because we have appealed.
Yes.
It's not a rejection of a decision.
Yeah.
We are still going to see them.
Yeah,
we have to lose it that day.
Don't start the court process. Can we finish, sir?
We have lost too many things. Yeah.
Okay, sir, can we finish?
Can I
just say
the word? That's
the
main
chair. Mr. Sir, you are not the owner.
Sorry.
I know when you're in that mood, wonderful.
Can I just grab a headline? Mr. Mashigi is going to present on powers and privileges.
Yes.
A number of the court rulings impacts directly on the extent of Parliament's powers and privileges and the extent to which some of those may be necessary powers and privileges. And it seems to me that without, obviously you can't defy the court rulings, court judgments, but there would be a need for Parliament to assess the impacts of some of those rulings and judgments on the functioning of Parliament in terms of the Constitution. And it's maybe the Powers and Privileges Committee, and if you look at its function, it includes investigating the extent of powers and privileges. Maybe the committee in fact should deal in the, I don't say in the abstract, in the context of those court judgments with the implications for Parliament, and if one has to accept that the court's interpretation is correct, then it may be that Parliament, in order to ensure that it can carry out its constitutional function, it may be that Parliament would need to reassess whether some provisions, whether in the Constitution or in other laws, need to be redrafted to provide greater clarity, and in the process to ensure that Parliament has the necessary protection to enable it to function. It seems to me that that may be a way to go.
Oh, well, maybe the court.
My view is that you must allow the children to want to come and make a presentation. We take that presentation to court. Whatever you want to do, can't change the rules now when the court matters are still the same.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, we allow space for them to do that. They may also consider to do a Catholic proposal. And they work on this matter correctly. Whatever the court has ruled on this matter, challenging it or not, I think if there are areas that are unconstitutional, surely the court must tell us this is a constitutional case to do this. Anyone gets to do this. And then I think we should allow that space for engagement with the police department. I know, in fact, there are also proposals around even procedures of witnesses, of engagement, a view that has been expressed that maybe we may not even need members of parliament, need some expert to deal with this matter. Lots of issues that already, besides because of this matter. I think let us allow that presentation, and then we can then check a view how you want to open.
No, no, I was just going to encourage Kafka to be the one who writes that document, that is something to. Of all this
too much.
No, but even in too much, I mean, we won't get anything from the committee.
No, but the government is working very hard.
No, no, it's working very hard. I've seen the government, but let's recommend him, Chief.
That's why I mentioned this. The committee's powers and the power and privileges committee's functions include assessing this kind of stuff. And if they're going to engage with this, they would need to possibly work even with the Constitutional Review Committee.
Mm.
They would need to call in a constitutional expert and really get a cross-section of really high-powered opinions on the possible impact of some of this for the democracy.
Because what they can do now is just to highlight those issues in point four.
Yeah.
They come here, they make a presentation, give them the form.
Mm-hmm.
Must go and look at the broader issues. And then it's not better to do it like that and to debate it here.
Okay.
And then that will assist us. Then they can see what they want to do. Everybody doesn't talk well. For Nyan and Julie, because the heart of the power of the people is, and maybe should dissolve it anyway.
Check and you finish your little before you come to follow that. That's the
okay. Now, for this, I think we are, the program is accepted, so we work it. But we'll find a date. This week we started 3, any day next week, until 7 or 8, I think we can do the work and finalize it. It's just, we shouldn't put a lot of pressure on carbon. There are 2 pressures that are there. There's political pressure that Nyan couldn't take in the political committee of the entire leadership organization. It's difficult for him. And therefore, I don't think he needs to go there again and report something that's not finalized. And then I think what we should do, but other parties also, they've indicated that they will need enough time. Because a lot of their members are new, they don't know the rules, they need a lot of time for them to do from that. I think if we meet next week, we allow the colleagues, and then we give them the notes to consider broadly, then we can see what we do, but pass by a time then, because we must sit down to look at everything, and then we present it back to all parties, then they work on it, then they come back to us.
And I was just thinking, was he able to do the program that is supposed to unfold around Parliament? How long does it go? Because we can't be frivolous as the parties want with endless. We need to have a program that is in this time.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
There's a program.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they changed one slide only.
Is this is for the subcommittee?
No.
Yes, but this is the agenda. Mm-hmm. Parties to report back.
This is for the subcommittee. I'm asking overall for the whole of parliamentary committee of parties for them to be able to prepare and take the members through. When are they coming back to the subcommittee?
It formalized itself by going to the rules committee and adopting the process.
Well, that's all we wanted feedback from parties and fundraising their people. That's why you are putting us under pressure to finish. So our system now, when we do it, and all the issues that they're talking about next week. Other than that, I'm just saying that we must release the document, the goes to party, to debate, and they come back to the final document with their own suggestions, and we come here to finalize, we want to go to the rules committee.
It's just, don't forget that what you're trying to avoid is to have 2 parallel processes. Well, the joint rules one also, there's a lot of push for it. There is far better to conclude the national
assembly.
As you are saying, Yan, it's related to party. They will see what they do. Why is it the same that they believe? And then I thought that their approach as proposed is that once you are through on this, May takes hours. And then take the 2 parties, we need to end up before the end of May. By end of June, we must get information. Since the party must organize everything within June. And then July, we come again here. We look at the presentation by parties. Because we always hope that members who are serving here will convince their parties to agree with some of the parties. Sometimes, I think EFF will take advantage of that and review from one tonight.
Yeah, we leave it to them.
And then they will leave it to them to do that. Because it's likely that they will do so. And I think by the end of June, then we see in terms of the letter that July to John passes. And then end of June, we have to receive through our team here what is the comment of many parties. At least we allow July for ourselves, let's face it. Because if the all parties come in and say, from rule 1 to until the last one, change this, sometimes substantial issues, then we need a whole month.
Yeah.
And then we, after that, then we take the rules committee. The rules committee look at it. Even rules committee can keep the whole back. And then that's why September is almost full by your committee. Political committee that is should be a headline. Something like from today until September must plan or focus them very well on that. Yeah.
In order to focus parties when it comes to the next process in the rules committee, it might be an idea to suggest to parties that if there are any issues they want to raise in the context of the rules, they must identify the issues.
Yeah,
rather than go through the rules 1, 2, 3, 4, to 5,000. So let them identify the issues that need to come
up. That's what we want to do now.
That is actually what I wanted to say. I just want to make sure what is our record keeping of the supplement. Because we have given time already. And we, now what is happening is we almost go back and go back and go back. And we must not, you know, it can't be an endless process. But we must make sure that there is reasonable time and that if they are not utilizing the time or the opportunity, then they can't come at the end of the process and then we don't have any record that we have given them ample time, etc. So the correspondence that goes out to parties must say, if they come back, they must give substantive input. They can't come and argue new cases, blah, blah, blah. They must make a submission, a written submission with certain deadlines that we will have to agree on. Otherwise, we're not going to conclude this motion. And there's pressure on us for the joint rules already. Thank you.
You know, I want to say, I accept what you just say, but we just need to know that in Parliament, there are one man parties. There should be bigger problems. We can't even go to portfolio committees. We should just reflect on that environment. But you say by June, people should at least have told us that what is the case going on, so that we can be able to weigh the facts and evidence that CFS actually does need a lot of help, or it doesn't need a lot of help. But it's very substantial issues, you see. You see, if you need the EFF, they've been raising their issues here and getting rejected, you see. So we'll see what are the total new issues. And that's how we should do it, but just put that until the end of June. By July, we want to look into it. The ANPN's own number has sort out its own stories and make sure that its own members are also capacitated. So we do an up and down of numbers, you see. But that must not be the impediment of us make the decision that we have arrived at the final must go to the decision.
Okay. No problem.
Yes,
the committee, once council has analyzed everything, then we send it to every member of parliament.
Yes.
Like the one that was sent by the thick one, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then we number it, little bit to
the... In the name of the party.
And then the individual member, we have a focus on
the
to be a copy even to a party.
Yes.
Just to ensure that every member has access.
Mm-hmm.
And we allow that process to happen. And then they will decide how they work
out. It's not their own issue.
Their own businesses. But by end of June, they should have finalized everything. But the point that the council is raising, we must really know a lesson. So they shouldn't plan again. And then we finalize it that way. And I think it would be very helpful to do that. We'll find the other day to allow the colleagues to make a presentation as well. They'll make a presentation. The parent will find a day to do it from two. Or we can start in the four to six, we can do so. Because there are two plus one, I think two colleagues come in, give that, we allow stage. But if we raise some of the guys that have to raise, and then get half that they will be facing those colleagues to work there. Yeah.
So just on the question of Mr. Gordy's input and presentation, is there going to be further discussion in the context of the subcommittee?
Yes.
There were issues that you raised as well.
Yes.
I'm not sure what level and where that should be discussed.
One view is that we need a legal opinion on some of the issues that we discussed, specifically to do with the issue of transfers. It's quite a complex area, and I think it needs to be clarified legally what exactly the committee empowered to do. So maybe the next step is to get a legal opinion.
Okay, let us see the legal opinion. I think that the senior department can do that. Maybe as we cover as we meet for giving this policy, we can also look at our new ideas in terms of policy. Another area that you were saying, I think it doesn't put the current rules. I think that must clarify that we can then take that one, but 5 and 6 need to be reworked. Then further then we'll try to assist us to say the legal people should change this much. And then as we meet next week, then we can have any day that we really need to ask for is fine for us. We can meet and analyze it. Okay, colleagues.
Yeah.
Another issue?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
And then we need Marina, we are seeing that is the joint. In the week after that, we need the team just to meet the entire joint team to start again planning how to handle this matter. Because as we are saying that this morning the pressure also is very high, that issues already that must be considered by this team. But of course around the oversight function there is a bigger issue for us. But that has nothing to do for us in the parliamentary then we should have that.
I think you'll have to be careful that if you wrap up the National Assembly rules review first, it does impact directly on how the joint rules are going to look. If you're going to try and do the two in parallel, then you're going to find views and requirements of the NCOP to get to impact sometimes legitimately on the NA processes. And if you're going to have next an engaging joint process, you may have to revisit parts of the NA rules afterwards again. So it could become very tricky in terms of how you proceed.
Well, we must decide what we want to do and what is the best process. Of course, what we have concluded on this one, the flows, I guess, and these are rejected. And if I must find a way, because I think Marina was saying also there's a lot of pressure for us. It seems now we find it a little bit easier. Okay, the team at the technical level will try the other best to design a proper. But ours in a we want to finalize it now and then close it. And we have to design all the processes. Let us work on it then next week. Parents will find a day. We will start at 5 to 7 we find. And then ensure that we meet and finalize it. Thank you very much. Job well done. It's only been rejected 20 times. It's been job well done.
Let's never give up on you.
No, it's been rejected.